When I rule the world, each of us are going to get to eat basic foods where they're all but worshipped, like eating rice in Iran. In her book, The New Persian Kitchen, Louisa Shafia captures what thousands of years of rice making means there. Our producer, Jen Russell, talked with Louisa about a particular rice dish, tadig. It translates as bottom of the pot.
Hi, Louisa. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, Jen. Great to be here.
So Persian food comes from Iran. And for those who may not be familiar with it, can you give us a sort of basic nuts and bolts description?
Sure. I think of Persian cuisine as a garden in the desert. That's just sort of my first image of it, and that's how I like to describe it to people. Persian food is filled with fruits and vegetables and herbs because the ancient Persians figured out a way to bring the melted snow water from the mountains that surround Iran into vast desert areas throughout the country. And so from thousands of years ago, they had gardens and orchards, and they grew things like roses and pomegranates and persimmons and dill. And so those ingredients made their way into every dish, from desserts to drinks to main courses. And because they had so many fruits that were native to Iran, like dates and grapes and oranges, they have a lot of sour flavors in the cuisine. There's lots of tartness, citrus, sort of bright, fresh fruit flavors. So you'll find things like a stew whose base is ground walnuts and pomegranates, or a stew made from rhubarb and lamb, just because they had so much fruit, they had to use it everywhere. And I feel like that's what really makes Persian cuisine distinct.
I love that description. And it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful and colorful and so many flavors. Rice plays a really big role in Persian cuisine, doesn't it?
Yes.
And is there a specific type of rice that is usually used in Persian cooking?
Well, in Iran, they have different grades of rice that they use. For the most part, they use rices that are long-grained and delicate. And then they also do have pudding rice, which is more like what you might know as sticky rice that you would find in sort of more Asian cuisine.
Mm-hmm. And so I understand that the approach to cooking rice is quite different. Can you talk about that?
Well, cooking Persian rice is really an art form that has been developed literally over thousands of years. And so people have been perfecting their technique for a long time. And the result that you want when your rice is done is you want all the grains to be separated. You want them to be light and fluffy. And there are a few ways to get this result. Sort of the most basic way to do it is to take your rice grains and soak them in cold water for about an hour, and then rinse the rice several times. What that does is it takes off the excess starch. So the less starch that you have, the less sticky the rice will be when it's finished cooking. Hmm. Then you take that rice that you have soaked and rinsed, and you parboil it in very salty boiling water for about 2 minutes, and then you strain it out. And what you want is for the inside to be uncooked, but the outside to be just starting to get tender. And then again, rinse it off. And then the final step, and this is really important, is you get a pan really hot on the stove. You put a generous amount of cooking fat in it. It could be, you know, canola oil or grapeseed oil or even coconut oil, whatever you like to use. Then layer your rice onto that hot oil and then pile the rest of it up into sort of a pyramid shape in the middle of the pan. And it'll hold whatever shape you mold it into because it's damp from being parboiled. Poke a few holes in it so that the steam can release while the rice cooks. Cover it up and put a towel, it could be a kitchen towel or some paper towels, underneath the lid. And then turn the rice down to low and let it cook for about an hour. And the end result should be light, fluffy rice with all separated grains on the top, and then the bottom, you should have a crispy, crunchy layer of golden rice, which is referred to in Persian cooking as tadig. And tadig literally translates as the crunchy rice from the bottom of the pot, and it is the highlight of any Persian meal.
It's so interesting, and it sounds so good. So is that the typical way that rice is cooked?
That is the typical way that it's cooked, and that is just plain rice. Now, that can be jazzed up with anything from herbs to nuts to meat to dried fruit. It could be as simple as adding some saffron on top when it's finished. That is the simplest plain rice recipe.
I love that. There are so many sweet and savory Persian rice dishes. What about sweet or dessert dishes that use rice? Are there many? Is it a popular thing?
Oh, yes. One of the most popular desserts in Iran is called sholazard, saffron rice pudding. It has a little bit of cardamom in it, a little bit of rose water, and some saffron, and it is just delicate. And you cook it, and then you let it cool. So when you eat it, it should be fully chilled. And then it gets topped with cinnamon and pistachios, sometimes some almonds, and it's just very light and delicate.
It sounds delicious. Louisa, thank you.
Thanks. Great talking with you.
Louisa Shafia is author of The New Persian Kitchen and blogs at lucidfood.com. Now you can find Louisa's recipe for Persian shepherd's pie and steps for making a basic tadig on the site splendidtable.org.